Hi, I'm Steve Berger, and I'm with Liz Tharp, the Learning and Impact Officer for Wellborn Baptist Foundation, and Andrea Hayes, who's the Program Officer for Wellborn Baptist Foundation. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes to talk about the latest survey, the health survey that you did. And really, the first area that I'd like to talk about is, and either of you can answer, is what are the major findings of the 2020 survey?
We're pleased to share this report that shows promising signs, some areas of health in the region, but also highlights some health issues and concerns that have been health concerns for some time. We see that in previous editions of the survey, some of the same issues rose to the top as concerns. So we learned that some progress is being made, but we still have room for improvement. I would say that's one of the overall findings. And we also, for the first time in this survey, have learned about some relationship between housing quality and health. And we have taken a really close look at some disparities. For example, residents with low income and the different kinds or sometimes, you know, more severe health issues that folks face in lower income brackets. So those are some of the headlines.
You mentioned that if you cannot do much about the housing, it affects your ability to get food, your food access, and other things and medical care that you can spend money on. So is there one of these things that has to be addressed first?
I think that is a good question. Stability in your housing options for your home, I should say, is pretty central to health, right? Because if you have a place that you can call home, that you are comfortable, that does not lead to health issues, then you can start looking at some of the other areas in your life that you need to address. Then you can concentrate if you are going to school, you can concentrate on your studies better. You get better rest for the job that you're reporting to. So I think we would say, despite whether our organization is directly involved with housing or not, that it is central to obtaining good health.
Liz, if you could please, can you talk about what the findings were in the areas of mental health, weight, and alcohol use, which the survey showed there's some need for action there?
These were three areas that rose to the top, again, in previous surveys. So they're definitely worth highlighting. Mental health just continues to be an area that an opportunity for us to intervene into. We did find in the survey that close to one out of every four adults has some kind of anxiety. And then we're not talking about just, you know, some transient worry. We're talking about a clinical diagnosis of anxiety and anxiety disorder. That's a lot of adults in our region. And similarly, about one out of every five adults has had a diagnosis of depression. This is a lot of folks, you know, that are walking around and dealing with some very serious mental health issues. Weight, we continue, you know, we feel like there are definitely some signs of promise here. However, you know, weight still continues to be an area of concern. You know, more than one out of every three adults in the region has obesity, has an obese weight. You know, and that's a little bit higher than the nation still, although in years past, we have seen even higher rates. So we're feeling like that some of the great efforts that are going on in the community, especially in terms of nutrition, physical activity, et cetera, and just the attention in the medical community too on the issue are really paying off, but still it's higher than we would like, because weight is just a huge driver of overall health status. We also see, you know, in the area of alcohol use, again, might be seeing some signs of this decreasing a little bit. However, still much higher than the nation. About 29% of adults in the region binge drink, which is, you know, just drinking high quantities of alcohol. Of course, this leads to not just health issues, you know, over the long haul, but of course, injury in terms of, you know, perhaps driving or, you know, while intoxicated, et cetera. So there's just a lot of issues there. And in the nation, about 17% of adults binge drink. So quite a bit higher rates there in the region compared to the nation.
And I believe binge drinking was defined as five or more drinks for a male in one setting, four or more for a female. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
It's extremely interesting to me that the timing of the data gathering was immediately prior to the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on our area. Is this data somehow going to be very important in the pandemic analysis as well?
Yeah, I wish I could say that we had a crystal ball and we knew that was coming and we planned it all that way, but it really was a coincidence. We had already planned, you know, the timeline of our survey. Actually, it was planned around the 2020 census. We did not want to get in the way of census survey collection. We knew that was starting in March of 2020. And so we planned our survey to have it out there, you know, have it in the field and get it back almost entirely before the opening date of the 2020 census. That just happened to coincide with, you know, when the pandemic hit our area. The positive of that is that it did allow us to kind of benchmark maybe the last normal, you know, health time point before the pandemic hit, so that future editions of the survey, you know, when we're comparing it, it's very clean. We can see a before and an after, and maybe that will help us identify some lingering aspects that we can more attribute to the pandemic and things like that. We sure would have learned a lot too had we rolled out this survey during the pandemic. We might have seen some differences, especially in the mental health and substance use areas, delays in getting medical care, things like that, that we know nationally, those rates were worsening. We can only speculate that, but we certainly are able to just kind of benchmark that pre-pandemic and then, you know, give us the ability to compare future surveys to that.
Is that going to affect the timing of the next survey, do you think?
It's possible. Andrea, would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, I was going to say one of the ideas we have thrown out there is we may utilize a smaller subset of questions to do some additional surveying on around certain topics. So it poses an opportunity in another year or two for us to go back out there and explore some of these really specific areas that we think might have been affected by the pandemic. And by having that, you know, 2020 benchmark could help us lean in into that data a little bit.
Okay, thanks. Andrea Hayes, the program officer, and Liz Tharp, the learning and impact officer for Wellborn Baptist Foundation, talking about the 2021 edition of the Greater Evansville Health Survey, which is being released later today. Thanks for your time.